I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. Colorado's Republican-led Senate has passed a bill aimed at stabilizing the state pension program known as PERA. The legislation is now on the Democrat-led in the Democrat-led House, where it's certain to face changes. Disagreements come over who pays for the stabilization. A major transportation funding bill in the state Senate will not get a final vote for a few more weeks. As 91.5 KRCC's Benta Berkland reports, it's on the calendar, but one Senate leader wants to delay it.
The bonding proposal spelled out in Senate Bill 1 would be tied to the state budget and require voter approval. While both sides appear to be close to a compromise, Senate Majority Leader Chris Hulbert says there's too many moving parts for a final vote while the budget's being debated.
This all fits together like a big puzzle, and we need to make sure the pieces will fit.
The governor wants a one-time $500 million infusion from the next budget to get things started, and Democrats want to hold off sending the plan to voters until 2019. They want to see what happens with possible transportation tax questions being backed by the Denver Chamber this fall. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
And Pueblo City schools are moving to a four-day school week. The Chieftain reports the D60 school board voted 4-1 last night to make the change effective next school year. The paper says the lone no vote came from board president Barb Clementi because she wanted more discussion. This is 91.5 KRCC News.